The mayor of New Haven, Connecticut, says he'll push harder for local police reforms in the wake of weekend protests. WSHU's Davis Dunovan reports.
Mayor Justin Elliker says he'll fast-track a years-long plan to form a civilian review board to oversee the city's police.
The community has been advocating for that, the creation of the civilian review board, for many, many, many years. This was high on my agenda, and the pandemic came along. It's not an excuse. It needs to be still high on the agenda.
There were no arrests in New Haven over the weekend, although some protesters threw bottles and some police used pepper spray. Elliker says the protests were largely a success.
New Haven is not burning Atlanta. New Haven has had a long history of demonstrations voicing our outrage at times, voicing our hopes at times. And yesterday was just another example of what makes me proud about being in New Haven.
But Elliker says between the protests and the COVID-19 pandemic, the city is weathering serious storms in the 5 months since he took over the mayor's office.
I think we just got to listen to each other. We got to understand each other's humanity. We have to do our best to be compassionate, to understand where people are coming from. And as much as we can, even though we don't always agree on things, work together.
Elliker also says he'll review how the city works with police at Yale University and neighboring towns. Last year, a Yale officer and a Hamden officer opened fire on a car in New Haven, injuring a woman. Davis Dunovan, WSHU News.